It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everyone.
Alvin, we meet again.
We do. It's so weird being awake in the morning.
I know. Well, okay. In case you you don't remember when Alvin was before the afternoon, he was 2 to 6.
I was for the morning after 2 to 6 a.m. That was my domain.
After. I know I had a good time.
Oh, yes.
If I make it to the morning after. Hey, but you know what? You were in the land of the zombies.
I was.
That was crazy. And then now you're in the land of the living?
It was crazy because I was on the morning after for an entire year.
Yeah, you'd never slept when everybody else did.
No. I actually got very little sleep at that time.
Yeah.
And then I make the jump to the afternoon.
Right.
And then it's like, oh. I see the sun more often now.
I see people.
I do. The office is like...
You get to talk to people.
It's so weird. So I'm like so excited all the time. And then now it's like, oh, I don't remember the last time I was awake at this time.
Here's a question that you have to answer in all honesty.
Okay.
So you've been... Okay. For a year, you were in the graveyard shift, 2 to 6.
Yes.
And then finally, you get to join the land of the living from 4 to 7 with Jinri.
Yes.
And now, like, they call you to say you have to join Dell as everybody goes off to China. You know, you have to join Dell and you have to wake up at 6.
What was my reaction?
What was your true blue reaction?
True blue reaction, I was scared. I was scared. You know, I was nervous 1 year ago when I boarded with you.
Yeah.
1 year later, I'm still a little scared.
Why are you scared? Is the log scaring you?
No. It's just butterflies, really. And any new experience, you kind of get those butterflies.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, this is the morning rush.
This is the morning rush.
Yeah, so it's just like a little butterflies here and there. So it's all good, though.
Well, I am happy that you're back here. Because I remember last time, again, they were off on a trip.
Yes.
The last time we... The only time we had a show together.
The only time, yeah, last year. January also.
January as well. And you joined me for 2 hours, I think. Was it 2 hours or the whole four?
I ended up staying the whole four.
Yeah, but you were only supposed to stay for two, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Karen Bordador was supposed to take it from 8 to 10.
Yes, that's right.
But then
right.
You stayed with us all the way until 10.
Because I was having so much fun hanging out with Del.
Even if he was nervous.
Yeah. And it's still there. It's really like a diesel engine, I said. Like,
really?
I got to just warm up a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm going to find ways to make you feel at home.
Okay.
Not nervous, because I know that for you to enjoy the morning rush, you have to be relaxed.
Okay.
I don't want you to be nervous.
No.
Well, okay, so that begs the question, though. If you're with me, who's joining Jinri in the afternoon?
If I'm not mistaken, I think she beckoned on some Radio 1 to join her today.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They still get the tandem thing.
I think so, yeah.
Sans Alvin.
She said she was getting Radio 1. I don't know if she did, though, but she said she was.
Because you got abducted by the morning rush.
I did. To the people, I know some of you were excited to hear Chico's Radio 1 crush. Sorry to disappoint you. You got Alvin instead.
Well, see, if you were Radio 1, you know,
no.
You would probably know who's who. You would probably have, like ideas as to who the crush is, right?
I'm pretty familiar with all the Radio 1, so...
See, okay, do you have an idea?
I don't have
do
any
have
idea. I don't, actually.
No, really?
None whatsoever. Okay. So I need to hang out with a Radio 1 and just, like, find out who it is.
Or hang out with me and Gino. We know.
Yeah, even better.
All right, so it's Delamar and Alvin today, 6 to 10, and also tomorrow. Now, we've got a top 10, and since, you know, I think, Les Miserables is out in theaters.
It is. I'm watching it later on this afternoon.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
Okay. How is that? That's a travesty because I'm a huge fan. Right when it closed the first time in Broadway, I was there. I watched one of the last few shows.
Okay.
And I remember getting a seat so close to the orchestra.
That's so awesome.
And in college, when I used to do my own laundry, I would have...
The soundtrack playing?
The soundtrack playing.
Okay.
The original London cast. And I, with no fail, it has to be Les Miserables.
Okay.
I was miserable doing my laundry.
Okay, so you're a legit fan of this.
Legit. I mean, I watched it in New York and I was like, yeah, oh my God. Singing to every song. And so for me not to have watched it during the premiere or the first day of showing is kind of weird.
So you're the type of person that has to be like...
I have to be ahead of everybody else.
Okay.
I don't want anybody telling me how it was. I want to know for myself.
You
want to
be the one telling people, it was nice.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I want to be one of those. But, okay, you're probably going to watch it before me.
I will, but I will not spoil it for you at all.
Well, there are no spoilers.
Well, I mean, I won't say anything about it tomorrow morning.
I'd like to know what you think.
Okay.
Are you a fan?
I am, but I think the last time I saw it was when the older movie...
Oh, wow, yeah. That was different.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, I promised to tell you if I do cry.
Okay. Well, a lot of people cried, I think.
It was funny, my cousin was saying that she watched and everyone was corny and nobody cried except her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to feel it. Okay, so today we're looking for the top 10 things that make you miserable.
That make you miserable, okay.
Well, the whole play is about... Well, the title in itself says it all.
Mm-hmm.
The Miserables.
Yes.
People who are miserable. Everybody in that play is going through a struggle. They're miserable in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we would like to know, what about you?
Okay.
What are the top 10 things that make you miserable?
All right, I think I'm kind of ready for this. You know, boarding with Jinri for a little bit, I'm getting that forever alone feel a lot more. So, okay, I think I know what it's like to be miserable.
Well, you know, it can be other things that make you miserable. It can
that's
be
true.
Not about singlehood.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
It could be about, I don't know, money.
It could be about doing your laundry.
Doing your laundry or friends.
That's true. Okay.
Friends, you know, siblings.
All aspects of being miserable.
Just give it to us. All right. So tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. I think I'll be manning the Twitter account today.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll do the top 10.
Okay.
But make sure that you tweet us again, twitter.com/rx931. We get back to the music here on The Morning Rush.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
Hello and good morning, everybody. This is Del in for the very first news update this Thursday morning. Today is January 17, 2013. Yes. All right. Here's the news. This song, Justin Timberlake hopes will bring people back to MySpace, is having some solid success on the download front anyway. Suit and Tie is well on its way becoming JT's most downloaded song, topping Sexy Back's digital success. After taking a musical hiatus of long 6 years. It was very long.
It was a very long time.
Too long. But he's back. Timberlake's return single is currently projected to hit 350,000 downloads in its opening week alone, easily beating out Sexy Back's opening week of 250,000.
That's really a nice song, actually, Suits and Ties.
Really? You like it?
I do.
Like,
well, the intro's a little like, you gotta feel it out, and then it gets really nice.
Okay.
It's nice.
Parang, it's like a... what do you call that? You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it gets real nice.
But how long into the intro before it gets like, yeah.
It's like maybe 10, 30 seconds. Between 10 and 30 seconds. It's really how you feel it out.
You just got to give it a chance.
You just got to feel it out and then bam, it's nice.
Well, the number would put the song in the elite company as only the 7 songs in the past year that have been sold online at such a rate. The list of acts that broke the 300,000 download level includes names like Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, and those two heavily advertised their upcoming sales. JT just kind of sprung this one on us.
Yeah, I was actually quite surprised about it.
Not really a lot of, you know, hype.
There was no buzz about it. It was just like all of a sudden, JT has a new song, listen to it. Really?
But I like that that's how he did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't put a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Either you like it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then word of mouth would catch on, and then people would be going, yeah, what's that new song?
Exactly.
Well, Suit and Tie is the first single off Timberlake's upcoming album, The 2020 Experience. That's the title of the album.
2020 Experience. I know when he got married, he performed like a little of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At the wedding itself, like
that's kind of
it's kind of like a teaser, like, hey, I got new stuff coming.
But only
your
people
way.
He invited saw it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool.
I'll have to give it a listen though. But if this is an indication, he is so back.
He's back.
A lot of people are so excited. Like, how could you stay away from music for 6 long years?
Well, because he was like doing so many other stuff. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
He started his acting career,
his film career,
which I'm like, so I have so much respect for him right now because of that. It's hilarious.
But of course, I mean, in those 6 long years that he wasn't Justin Timberlake, the musician, the mm-hmm. artist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, another Justin was reigning, you know, in the music genre, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
So now when you say Justin, because there was a time when you said Justin and it was Timberlake.
Yes, yes.
Now it's like you say Justin, you go Bieber or,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's always Bieber now. So yeah. Timberlake's trying to make a comeback.
He's going to have to squeeze that Bieber out.
He's got to go. He's got to just like rub elbows with him again. But I remember when he was like maybe like 2 years into not making any music, yeah. Kanye West made a comment like he was saying Justin Timberlake would have been the voice of our generation, but he stopped. So it's me.
Well, it's also Kanye to say that.
That's just Kanye being Kanye.
All right. Well, there you go. That is the news. The first one today here on the show. Okay. Well, we kind of had a late start. So we'll give you a full batch of 10
mm-hmm.
for the top 10. So wait for it at the top of the hour. Again, we're doing the top 10 things that make you miserable
mm-hmm.
in celebration of one of the biggest films of 2012. Because it was released December, right?
Yeah.
Les Miserables, of course. You want to know what makes you miserable. If you care to join us, you can tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. On the Morning Rush today, it's Delamar and Elvin right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
Yahoo OMG Awards winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show, OMG Awards, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Hey guys. Alright, so of course, if you're just tuning in at 6:44 today, we just want to tell you that the on-air staff of the Monster, well, they're off to China.
They've abandoned us.
They left me and Alvin.
They left us behind.
Actually, the ones left behind are you and me, mm-hmm. Karen, Jinri,
Anna and Cell.
So, and then, of course, to help us out during the 2 days that they're not here, actually 4 days,
mm-hmm.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're back Sunday, we've got Radio Ones.
Yeah, Radio Ones will be sitting in with all the other docs.
Helping us out all throughout the 4 days. So it's a little weird when you tune in to the Monster from today until Sunday.
First day, yeah. Well, I think Sunday we're back on the regular schedule already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sunday's back to regular
schedule. I don't know when their flight comes in.
Probably Sunday morning, because I know Tom's going to be back on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And Dre's going to be back as well. So I think it's the regular schedule.
By the time Sunday starts.
By the time Sunday rolls in. But yeah, I just realized I'm the only guy standing. Woohoo!
Oh my gosh!
I'm the only male monster for today and tomorrow.
Well, right, because everybody else is there. Well, Gina, Chico, Rico Robles is there. Andre, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's all up. I'm the only guy DJ here.
I mean, I thought you would be going, to be honest. I thought you would be going to China.
No, I actually knew that I wasn't already. I thought I was going to be literally the only one left. And I was thinking, how is this going to happen?
You're going to have to pull in, 12-hour board work.
It's like there's a typhoon.
Right?
I just have to get that mindset that it's raining outside.
But, you know, well, it kind of, in the past 2 days, it looks so overcast. It mm-hmm. looks like there is, you know, some kind of storm. But no rain.
No rain, thank
Although
God.
Although it's incredibly cold.
I like it.
I love it. There was this one afternoon, I had to get a jacket.
I actually got to wear my leather jacket yesterday.
Yeah?
Something I haven't been able to do all year long.
Right,
so
right.
It's nice.
You can be a little fashion.
Exactly.
At this time of year. Anyway, but back to us, you know. So everybody else is off to China. It's mm-hmm. my second year not joining
yeah.
the yearly, you know, trip abroad. And things have to be taken care of at home. But anyway, so we're here for you. And we're doing the top 10 things that make you miserable. So I have a lot of tweets. Please use hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I'm miserable.
I'm miserable.
So I'm miserables.
I'm miserable.
I'm
okay.
miserable. All right. Tell us what makes you miserable. I'm sure you'll find something. I would like to think there's an equal part of good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes more good, sometimes more bad.
Well, people will always have bad days, so I'm sure they'll have something to say.
So we want to know what makes you miserable. And the more miserable it is, the better, okay? Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/RX931.
Yeah, so send it over. For now, let's get more music up. We got Taylor Swift, someone who can be miserable at many, many times. Track called I Knew You Were Trouble right here on RX93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, here we go with the Morning Rush Top 10 here today. You got Delamar with Alvin from Quick Fix.
Woohoo!
Doing a little vacationing on the Morning Rush.
I know.
For 2 days.
I get to see what it's like in the morning once again. I like it. No traffic.
Oh, yeah, because you're right in the thick of traffic.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of rush hour. It's so crazy now. It's like, wow, there's nobody on the road. Such a nice change.
I mean, that's funny because when you used to do graveyard shift 2 to 6, I mean, you don't have sleep, but you also don't have to deal with traffic.
Yes, that's one thing that was nice about it.
It's like there's a trade-off, however way you look at it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's really like how you look at it.
Which do you enjoy the most? More.
More? You know, I was happy both ways, but I'm actually really having a lot of fun on Quick Fix, which is
great. Yeah, right. Because, I mean, it's hard to do the show alone. It has its perks.
It does.
Okay.
Like you said, there are trade-offs for both things.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Well, we're going to talk about what makes you guys miserable. The top 10 things that make you miserable is started off with Yogan.
Okay, Yogan says.
Love. Or the lack thereof. Right, obviously.
Okay.
Sometimes you're miserable because you don't have it. And then once you have it, you're still miserable.
Yeah, you know, there's that saying that when you're in a relationship, everyone single looks so happy.
Yeah.
And then when you're single, there's all these loving couples around you. And it's like
the path is always greener on the other side. Right? I think, yeah, that's funny because as a single person, like I was single for a very long time.
Okay.
And I was always thinking, ah, shucks, this is a miserable life. don't get me wrong, I had great fun,
okay,
you know, with friends. But, you know, sometimes when everybody else gets coupled up and then you're like, I have nobody.
Like New Year's, for example, you know, everyone's pairing up, kissing, and it's like, okay.
Do people kiss on New Year's Eve?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
I've
do.
I've never been at a party when people did that.
Really? And like every party I've ever been to, everyone's like kissing, and I just like sit down and be like, iPhone, I love you.
I love you. Let me kiss you. Oops. There's a mistletoe on top of my iPhone. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is this family kissing? Is this like... Or
no, even if it's like friends, they're all getting together. And then like all the single people like pair up and they're just like, hey, how are you?
What do you do?
I pull out my phone and I like, hey, look, Angry Birds looks so much funner right now.
Were you kissing the Angry Birds?
No, I was just like paying attention to my phone a lot more. That's all.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, but okay, so everybody else gets coupled up to kiss.
Yes.
What do the, apart from you, because I know you're doing the phone thing,
mm-hmm,
what are the other singles doing? Why don't the singles pair up?
Because, I mean, you don't just want to kiss anybody. You want to kiss that special someone.
You know what, Alvin? What you should do?
What should I do?
Take the bull by the horns.
Okay, take it by the horns.
So let's say, okay, so everyone's getting, you know, kissy-kissy.
Mm-hmm.
You choose a girl you like, and then you go, you know, this really sucks. We don't have anybody to kiss.
Okay.
Just for tonight, would you like to share a kiss?
Oh, my God! Oh, okay. That's a line right there.
Right?
That's a line.
That's what you should do.
I know a lot of people pulled that for the end of the world.
Were they successful?
You know, I've witnessed a couple of successful ones.
See?
And I've witnessed a couple slaps, too.
Well, do you think... Would you do something like that?
You know, I don't think I have the...
confidence. You need to have confidence.
I mean, I pride myself to be kind of a confident guy, but not enough to actually do that.
Really? Because I'm telling you now, there would be a girl who would be okay with that.
I'm sure there would be.
The thing is, how to choose which girl would that be? A girl that won't slap you. I mean, you know what? Is it hard for guys to ask that?
You know, it is the scariest thing in the entire world. Asking a girl to like be your girlfriend or like any intimate thing whatsoever.
Why is that scary for guys?
It's the scariest thing ever. You know, I would jump off a cliff before doing that.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But like,
no, you wouldn't. Have you asked a girl to be your girlfriend?
Well, yeah, a couple times.
See?
Yeah.
So you didn't jump off. Well, you did. A proverbial cliff.
A proverbial cliff, yeah. But it's scary. It's like there's no other fear like it. It's like...
I don't know if I'm the only girl who thinks like this, but I always assume that guys have an easy time because all you guys have to do is choose the girl and then go, hey, I like you. Do you like me too? Okay, let's get together. Meanwhile, girls are left to wait.
Okay, well,
I never really waited. I kind of, you know, if I like somebody, I kind of find a way to tell them I like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
you,
I mean,
you hinted.
Yeah, you hinted, or you do it with a look or something, or with a sway of the hips. No, but I mean, I always thought it's easier for guys because you guys get to say, I like you. Do you like me? Let's go. Well, girls have to wait.
That's true, but that rejection, you know, some guys are just like, eh, whatever. No, that's a heavy hit. Once you get that
maybe
first
you're
rejection.
Maybe too sensitive.
Maybe. Damn
maybe
you,
you're
mother. Mother, you've done this to me. This is your upbringing.
Damn you, mother. Oh my gosh, you are a sensitive guy.
I guess so.
Damn Do you mother. Know that really ups your point, your appeal?
Not from what I've seen, no. No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
I know a lot of girls who look for sensitive guys.
They say they're looking for sensitive guys, but in actuality, no.
They like the bad boys.
They like the bad
boys. I've
heard
this before. Yeah. Gino has a similar theory.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that way. But anyway.
This is making Alvin miserable.
I know.
Chenong says, premature campaigning.
Premature campaigning makes you miserable?
Have you seen the ads on TV?
Not yet, no.
They're making it seem like it's not campaigning, but really it's campaigning, and you're like, rawr, 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 rawr. You're not supposed to do this yet.
Not quite yet, no, but yeah, okay, I can get that. Yeah.
Here's one from Kiko Monster. I'm miserable when the food I save for myself miraculously goes missing.
Yes.
You know when you save like a little piece of cupcake or something?
Yes, yes.
You put it in the ref because you're thinking, I'm going to eat it when everybody's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You open the ref and it's gone.
It's gone. Kind of similar thing. Like,
damn you, mother.
Damn you, mother. No, like you're saving like the last bite. Like,
yeah.
For example, you love pizza, but the crust is your favorite part.
Right.
So you put it all aside. And then someone comes in and it's like, oh, can I have that?
And you're like, no.
But like, you can't say no because you have to be polite.
Alvin, you can say no. I am here to teach you to not be too sensitive. I am here to teach you to be like a little bit more... No, of a jerk. No, but I mean, I know a friend of mine who saved chicken skin
okay.
on her fried chicken.
Oh, yes. That's one of the best things
she
in the world.
She left it on, you know, the side of a plate.
Because mm-hmm.
she's thinking, for the last bite,
yes.
I want the yummiest part of the chicken.
Exactly.
And then a friend of ours arrives and goes, akananang, and without waiting for the yes or no, gets it and puts it in his mouth.
Horrible.
Oh my god.
Those
yeah,
people.
Those people.
There's a very special place in hell for you people. just saying. Just want to put that out there.
Ilad says, yung nagpapakasal lahat ng mga pinsan mo, tapos wala kang maisagot kung bakit di ka pa nagpapakasal.
Or why you don't even have a girlfriend for one thing.
Right. All your cousins start having girlfriends and you're like, oh, I don't have one.
You know, actually, I'm at that point.
Because I'm looking for a boyfriend.
I'm actually at that point where all my friends are getting married, are having babies.
Wait.
I'm serious. Like, I'm on
Wait,
my...
Wait, Alvin, you are young.
On my Facebook feed. People are doing it young now.
Like, how old?
Like my age. 24, 25, 23.
What, getting married, having kids at 24?
Getting married and having kids.
What are they thinking?
It's all over my feed. And I'm like, okay. And I'm just, like, sitting here playing PlayStation. Your lives are so much more interesting than mine.
Really? That's
yeah.
way too young.
Is it? I mean...
Do you want to get married?
You know, I kind of do, actually.
Oh my god! You do?
I've played with the thought of it. Little bit.
Wait, at 24, though?
I could, if the right girl came along, I wouldn't mind.
Oh my god. You are such a nice guy.
I'm a little old school in that sense, I guess.
You know, there is appeal in that.
Where yeah. are these women that find these appealing?
Well, you know, the search for that girl is actually, you know, what makes this whole thing exciting. It's making you miserable right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you find her,
it's okay.
Really 24?
Yes, no, I'm 23.
Okay.
I'm 23.
Because when I was 24, I was doing the show 2 years. I was 2 years into the show.
Okay.
And marriage was seriously
the
not
farthest thing from
on
your mind.
My mind.
Okay.
I was like, no, no way.
Well, I guess because in my family, marriage has always been painted like such a beautiful picture, like true happiness, really. In our family, marriage is like such a great thing.
Do you live in a fairy tale?
a little bit sometimes. Yeah. You know, I look at my dad and I think he's Superman all the time. So
really?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, yeah, it depends if you come from a very, very happy family. I mean, I come from people who get married and they stay together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my siblings are happily married, all of them.
Okay.
But for some reason, I knew at 24, even as late as 33, that I don't want to get married.
Not quite yet, no.
Not quite yet. Although...
Okay.
Things changed after 33, but I'm not going to... You're going to have to get me drunk to get the real, you know, the whole story. But I'm just saying, you're ready at 24...
I'm okay, maybe not ready, but I've had thoughts.
Yeah.
I've played with
like
the idea.
You're not those guys who say, marriage, no, I'll run the other way.
No. I mean, I'm also not the same guy like, oh, together for 1 month, I love you, let's get married.
But like, the idea of getting married in the ideal sense that's in your head, you're... Wow, Alvin.
It's there. Because, like I said, it's been painted as such a beautiful picture, so the thoughts. There are thoughts.
Wow, I'm going to have to pimp you out.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to pimp you out today and tomorrow.
Okay.
We have, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, right now here in the booth with me doing the show is a find, a rarity of sorts. His name is Alvin, and you have not seen a man like him, not in a long time. So, okay, what is the range that you're looking for?
I'm hoping to be. No, I'm just kidding. No, let's not do this. No,
not quite yet. Not until we've had a couple of drinks.
Yeah,
Alvin,
yeah.
You and I will have to have some drinks at some point.
Maybe we can pregame the show tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe I'm not opposed to that. The bosses are not here.
No.
All right, here we go. Back to the top 10 things that make you miserable from Kiko Man Machine. Car breakdown and unexpected cost.
Oh, yeah.
I hate this. I hate that. And once they show you the bill, like, ma'am, you can get your car, but first you have to pay this. And you're really? Who do you think I am?
That's real tough. Whenever I get my car fixed, I'm like right by the mechanic's ear. Like, how much is that going to cost me? How much is that going to cost
it's
me?
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Here's
crazy.
Another one. Mash Plutonium says, yung katabing pasahero na amoy jabar at umot. You know Jabbar, right?
Yes.
And you know why? It's a turnoff when somebody smells like their pillows.
Okay, yeah.
Because pillows, especially the pillows that you love, they have your sweat.
They have your drool on them.
Oh, okay. I didn't quite factor that in, but yeah. And that's kind of gross. It may be nice for you, but gross for other people who need to sit next to you.
Yeah, yeah. That's a problem right there.
Let me see. For RMC. When the few times I'm with my parents, puro pagalit pa aabutin ko.
You know, actually, I know what that's like, actually. Because, like, for a while, I wouldn't see my mom and my dad because they work out of town. Uh-huh. And then the only time I ever talked to them, sermon pa.
So,
really? So I kind of know what that's like.
Well, what do you want from your parents when they're around, though?
I actually told my mom, hi, mom, you know, a call would be nice that did not involve you did this or I need you to do this. And she just laughed.
She just laughed?
Yeah, and then 10 minutes later, she called me again, like, what are you doing?
Aw, that's nice. Damn you, mother.
Damn you, mother. I'm a mama's boy, a little bit.
Really? Well, you kind of seem like it. Okay, I see what the problem is, Alvin. I know you don't want me to say this.
Okay.
Tell me if I should stop. Should I stop?
No, go ahead.
I want you to know that girls like nice guys.
All right.
Like you.
But, here's
the big but, and it's not mine. You need to be a little dangerous.
Okay, I'm gonna like take one button off my shirt right now.
That's the extent of your dangerous?
Well,
unbuttoned top.
It's the extent that I can do right now.
Okay, now I see the problem. This is where we have to work on it.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Of course. Strictly BSB says, what makes me miserable? Yung traffic sa EDSA.
Especially in rush hour, yes.
It is insane, especially last December.
Oh,
it's like I was going to either shoot somebody I don't have a gun, so don't worry. It's just all for, you know. Or I was going to have my head explode.
I was giving so many people the snake eye last December. It was like,
what
I don't like you.
Snake eye?
It's like when you just like look
squint
at them.
A little,
you squint then, a little bit and you don't.
You take out your tongue and squint.
No. It's just the eyes. It's limited to the eyes.
Oh my God, Alvin, you are a nice guy. That's the extent of you getting angry. Is
no,
that the extent
well,
of your road rage?
Well, it's not like I can bump them. So
yes, you can.
I like my car the way it is.
No, but as a matter of possibility, you can bump anybody.
I can.
Car to car.
I can.
Now, there are consequences. That's the part you don't like.
And I'm a very practical guy, so no. Like we were talking about earlier.
I don't see the problem. You're a very nice guy, but you need a little danger.
There are moments. There are moments. Give me a bottle and I'll be fine.
Oh, let's see. Here we go. Last couple of entries from Dying Girl. What makes you miserable? Lahat ng office mates mo nag-uwian na. Ikaw na iwan kasi may kailangan ka pang tapusin.
Overtime.
Overtime. Or for people in school, detention.
Detention.
I
never got
that.
We didn't have detention here. Do we have detention here?
Some schools.
I don't think we do. We just get like a behavioral report.
Oh, you don't get to stay like an extra hour?
No. Mm. No, they just give you like, "Hey, you were bad. Sign this paper."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You got it easy.
Yeah, I did.
Kay Kubelia says, not being able to graduate on time with my batchmates.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a tough one.
I think there's also shame.
In not finishing?
Yeah, I mean, because all of a sudden you're with the younger batches and everybody's thinking either you're dumb. I mean, really,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's what everyone's thinking.
That's what people think,
or
yes.
Or you're like, you're so bad.
But then that can work in your favor. Like, oh, he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
All of a sudden, he's like kind of hot. Second to the last, Mash Plutonium says, I'm miserable because of 4 to 5 hours of sleep every day.
Well, you can manage with that.
Yeah, but that's torture.
No, you can manage with that.
Yeah. Because you did graveyard. You know, I hadn't slept a full 8 hours since the start of the year. And it has made me miserable.
I think, like, I can count the number of times I've slept more than 8 hours in one hand since, I'd say,
13.
Since June.
Oh, my God.
Since June.
And you're still this happy?
Yeah, you gotta be happy.
You're a very nice guy. We gotta do something. I mean, I don't want to change you too much.
Just a little bit. Just a little tweak.
Just a little tweak. Because I think if we get that tweak on, you're going to be like, whoa.
But then that tweak just might send me over the edge.
See,
good guy Alvin just might not exist anymore.
Well, that's part of the danger. See, that's what girls like.
Okay.
It's that waiting if he's going to tip over to the good side or the bad side.
Oh.
I hate that I'm telling you all
this. I'm taking notes.
Okay. Well, and the top thing that makes you miserable, again, comes from Dine Girl.
Dine Girl says,
sa lahat ng magkakapatid, ikaw lang ang hindi nakapasok sa UP.
Oh! That, yes. When you have to live up to, like, the family name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so tough.
Okay, so I have to say that, okay, I come from a family of five. I mean, the older ones,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
There are two younger ones, but the older ones are five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm number four. And I had three older siblings who were all in UP by the time I was graduating high school.
Okay.
And I swear, the whole senior year, I was afraid
that you would not get into UP.
That I would be the one who would not make it to UP. And I'm like, damn it, I'm gonna be the stupid one of the bunch. And well, I passed, so I was happy.
Yeah.
But the whole year, I was tortured. So yeah, that can make you miserable.
That can make it. I kind of know what that's like. In our family, it's
LaSalle.
It's LaSalle.
Right.
But my mom came from another school. But I really wanted to go to LaSalle.
Yeah.
And I actually passed both schools, and I told her I failed the other one just so I could go to LaSalle.
What's the other school?
Ateneo, actually, yeah.
Okay.
She's from Ateneo, and I was like, I want to go to LaSalle.
Does she know that you lied to her?
Mom, do you know? I don't know.
Wow.
I think I've
See, that's a bad thing. But that's not the bad thing that gets you girls.
No, not really.
All right, here we go. The top 10 things that make you miserable. We want to know what makes you miserable. Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include #TheMorningRush, #I'm miserable.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning
it's
Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, everybody. Good morning. time for the second news update here on The Morning Rush. All right, this is Del, and again, news on Lindsay Lohan. And every time there is news on Lindsay Lohan, you know it's not going
to
be good.
You know that there's something to do with courtroom drama or something like that, or her getting in trouble.
Or just a drama. That's all right, true. Here it is. Michael Lohan is accusing his ex-wife, Dina, of pimping out their troubled star daughter, Lindsay.
What?
Yes. That's the dad accusing his ex-wife of pimping out their daughter. That's he tells insane. Star Magazine, quote, she is getting paid to date rich men. Dina is pimping her out. It's disgusting, unquote. However, it's not just Michael who claims...
So there's more people saying this? That's crazy.
Yeah. It's not just Michael who claims Lindsay is getting paid for dating. An inside source tells the mag, quote, the dates last for days and the guys pay for everything. Hotel, travel costs, food, whatever, as well as jewelry and other gifts. Okay. Prince Haji Abdul Azim, third heir to the throne in Brunei, allegedly paid Lindsay to be his arm candy New Year's Eve in London. The full story will be in this week's Star Magazine, due out in on newsstands Thursday. Dina recently accused Michael of beating her. That will also be shown, I think, in the photos with Entertainment Tonight.
That's crazy. I mean, like, you hear stories of, like, or, like, at least there are promos that are, like, win a date with Lindsay Lohan. Like, something
yeah, but
like
that's
that. That's
legit.
That's legit. And then you get things like this. Ooh, I don't like that.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm... Wow. Well, they did that here, too.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Okay, we're going to have a lot of off-air conversations about this.
I'm very sheltered.
I know. Yeah, but this is also done. You know, there is a popular... I don't know if people talk about this, but might as well talk
about
it.
You are now, so...
I am talking about it. There's a popular... what do you call this? Idea that most people get into entertainment... to hook rich guys or rich ladies
okay.
to marry rich.
Yes, yes.
You know, because once you're out there, of course, people are going to see you and you're probably good looking enough to, if you're getting into the entertainment industry, you must be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you should be able to get someone's attention.
Get someone's attention, and the fact that you're in entertainment, you know, you kind of get the really rich, blah, blah, blah. So apparently... Well, at
but,
least...
But that's different from your mom pimping you out.
I know. I was just about to say, this is like so...
Wrong.
Twisted. Right? It's so twisted. And it's your dad accusing of your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just an accusation. That in itself is kind of weird to
yeah.
for your parents to be fighting like this.
Yes.
But what if it were true? See? It's even sicker.
And it's even... I mean, like, you're putting it out in public.
Exactly. That's another thing.
I mean, if you fight about this, yeah, you can tell the mom off, but if
nah,
it's...
Yeah, because you're also shaming your daughter.
Yeah.
Right, right. Wow, three levels of twisted.
Wrongness.
But that is the latest in the Lindsay Lohan world. Wow, what a messed up world that is. But that's the latest. Parents, you know, hurling accusations at each other. True or not, we don't know.
No, we don't.
All right, that is the news. The second one today here on the show. On this Thursday, you've got Delamar with Alvin. I'm borrowing him from Jinri today.
Yes, you are.
He's with me all the way until 10. Also tomorrow, so stay tuned to what happens on The Morning Rush with Alvin right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
It's The Morning Rush! The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Okay, here we go with the top 10. The top 10 things that make you miserable. Of course, in celebration of Les Miserables that opens in theaters already. You can catch it, of course, Anne Hathaway. Nominated for an Oscar.
And Hugh Jackman. He won.
Both of them winning in the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Somebody was saying, what makes me miserable when the Kike Regatta is not complete.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. Even when... I remember somebody saying, even if it's just... If there are two left, one yeah. is missing, it's just different. But that's really how it is. Yeah, you know, you're missing a really important part of the mix.
Yes, yes.
It's like,
and you guys are like a well-oiled machine already.
Yeah, right.
And as the three of you, so
I'm sure you get it on Quick Fix as well.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's just you, or when it's just Jinri, and then people miss you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right, but make sure that you make the jocks on board feel okay too, because we're a little sensitive.
Yeah, we need love too.
We need love too. We need your approval. You don't understand.
Now I'm a little miserable.
Okay, at least bagay sa top 10. The top 10 things that make you miserable. All right, let's start it off with Ron Imagineer. Nag-aral ka overnight for an exam. Two things, na mental block or wala sa nireview mo yung exams mo.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that. I hate that, like, they say, okay, study this book, chapters 1 to 10. Right. You study chapters 1 to 5 and you're like, okay, na yan. And then when you get the test, it's from chapter 6. Yeah, it's from chapter 6. Oh, God. I can't count how many times that's happened to me.
Don't you just hate that? I mean, sayang, you already, it's just the wrong thing that you reviewed.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. What I hate is the mental block. Because you know it's in your head.
But you're just like, you're just so in, you're like, you're in your own head and you just can't do
it. It's there. It's just a matter of, like, you can't access that part of mm-hmm. your brain that has all the answers. And to me, that's nakakagigil, you know? Like, yeah. I hate that.
Especially when it's just like, it's right there. It's almost there. But
right.
you just can't
it's
say
it's like
it.
Not remembering a name and then it's at the tip of your tongue.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's another one from Midnight Crease. I'm miserable pag hindi mo gusto yung course na pinapakuha ng parents mo.
That can be miserable. That can be... You can be very miserable because of that, yeah. Thankfully, my parents were just like, get into college. Okay, na yan.
So they didn't say what you were supposed to take?
No, no. Because my parents, like I said, I live in a fantasy world, remember? So in,
no, it's not a fantasy world because it's so real for you.
I guess.
I think you're just a very happy person.
I guess. Well, yeah, in our family, it's all about, like...
What's wrong with you? You're happy.
Go for your dream. Go for what makes you happy. My dad's a cowboy. Come on, so...
Really?
He can't get mad at me for wanting to do something that I want to do.
So what did you take up in college?
I took communication.
Comm arts?
Yeah, I did. This is exactly what I wanted
well,
to be doing.
I come from the opposite end of the spectrum. My father never forced us,
mm-hmm.
although he did kind of, dare I say the word, brainwashed us into becoming lawyers.
Okay, okay.
At an early age, it's as if there was nothing else that you could be.
Except a lawyer.
Except a lawyer. That was just the way the atmosphere was at home.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who was not going to be a lawyer was the third brother, uh-huh. well, I mean the third in the brood, who was going to be a doctor.
So you took law?
I was supposed to, but I didn't.
Okay.
I forgot my entrance exam. And I'm not smart enough to be a lawyer.
I disagree with that completely. Just want to put that out there.
He never forced us, but by default, he did.
He was just like subtle remarks, kind of pushing you towards it.
Right.
My mom kind of said the same thing about being a lawyer also. She was like, ang pilosopo mo, you'd be a good lawyer.
Right,
but like
right.
constantly comments like that.
And yeah, yeah.
Because she wanted a lawyer in the family.
But I don't know if I would... I don't know that it's good for parents to tell their children what to be.
Yeah.
Because it's... I mean, that's your life. That's your kid's life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may think you know what they should be.
Yeah.
But I think it's up to them to know.
My mom and my dad, they basically... They didn't tell me that they want me to be something. They just mm-hmm. want me to be successful in whatever it is I'm doing.
Yeah.
So more than like having a lot of money, but yeah, literally being happy. That's what
being happy.
That's what they want.
I remember there was a time my dad had introduced all his, but at that time, 5 children
mm-hmm.
to an ex-senator.
Oh.
So my father was like, this is my daughter, Bimbi. She wants, what do you want to be when you grow up? And my sister had said lawyer.
Okay.
Which she is now.
Yes.
This is my second one. This is Paul. He wants to, what do you want to be? And my brother says, lawyer.
Also
and
lawyer.
He is now. And same thing with the third wanted to be a doctor. Then the youngest wanted to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And then when it came to me, he said, this is, my name's Pinky.
Okay,
Pinky.
Okay.
This is Pinky. Anak, what do you want to be? And I said, I want to be rich.
That's the smartest answer anyone could give.
I didn't care what I was going to be as long as I was going to be rich.
I like that. I like that. I'm going to be rich.
You know, It's just that it's funny because I just recently remembered that. I had forgotten that that happened. And then when somebody reminded me that that happened, I was like, wow, you're a spunky kid. You had some, you know.
Had some pizzazz to you.
Pizzazz. All right. Midnight Crease says, oh, no, that's the entry. Here's another one. Dying Girl says, I'm miserable pag hihingi ka na tapos ang haba ng pila sa CR.
Oh god. Yeah. Or you know you're in the car and you have to pee but you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
That's a bad
Do you know
one.
The jingle bag?
The jingle bag?
There is a jingle bag.
You keep a jingle bag in your car?
I don't. Okay. But there was a time, I think when traffic was so bad, when the flyovers were all being built.
Yeah, yeah.
That you could be literally stuck in traffic for three to 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Single-handedly in a day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with these jingle bags.
You know, as a guy, we do ghetto style. We use like a plastic bottle or
See,
a supermarket bag.
I'll tell you how guy's life is easy. When you're stuck in traffic, you could pee in the car.
Yes.
All you have to do is whip it out and make sure you aim in a bottle, right? Sorry, are you squeamish?
No. No, but like, yeah, okay.
Girls, on the other hand, have a harder time.
Is it possible for a girl to pee in a car while stuck in traffic?
It is possible, but my gosh, it's difficult. One, how are you going to sit? Two, people in the other car or like there's a bus next to you could see you do it.
Yes.
So I would say for guys, it's a bottle. For girls, it would have to be, I would say, like, you know those biscuits that come in cans?
Yes, yes, yes.
For a girl, that's what we would bring.
It would have to be that.
It would have to be that big. But also with Dying Girl's entry, you know how it is, like, whenever you go to the restroom with a girl and a friend, I mean, you and me, let's say, okay. Go to the restroom. With no exception, you'll always come out before me.
Yeah, because there's always a line for the girls' bathroom.
Line because, one, we have to get into the cubicle, unbuckle mm-hmm. our pants, unzip, mm-hmm. sit down, mm-hmm. do our thing, do it all over again in reverse, and then go back out, wash your hands, go out. It takes longer.
It takes time. Well, with us, it's just like whip it out, wash your hands.
Shake.
You're done.
Shake and then you shake, right?
Yeah. Shake it twice. More than twice, and you're playing with it.
Oh my god, that's TMI.
No, that's the rule. That's the rule. If you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
Really?
That's the rule.
So only twice?
Only twice.
Well, how do you shake it? Sorry, I don't know. I didn't have that thing. How do you shake it? Left to right? Up and down?
It's my choice, really.
Or all around?
Like a helicopter.
Like a helicopter.
No, that would be too... No.
So, only twice? Because if you do it thrice, you're playing with it. I have to keep remembering that.
Yeah, that's the unwritten rule. And you always have to go one urinal apart from the guy next to you.
Because it's creepy if there's nobody else there except you, and then the guy who comes in takes the one right next to you. Yeah. I think you're getting picked up.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Oh, you'd be very miserable if that happened to you.
Unless you're... Oh, into that.
Maybe.
That wouldn't make you miserable. That would make you happy.
Maybe.
Yes, Mimi ni Uge says, I'm miserable pag 8:01 ka nag-in.
Oh, you know.
You know, okay, for you, what time do you
I clock in at 3.
So you have to be here at 3.
Yes.
If you are late by just 1 minute, doesn't it just get to you?
It hurts me.
You're like, what?
I feel physical pain for it.
Right, and it's like, all these bad words come out of your mouth. Even if it doesn't come out of your mouth, it's in your head.
It's in my head. And you can actually noticeably see it in my face.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Because, you know, I got so jealous of you guys when we had the Christmas party and Chico and Del, no late. And I'm like, I want to be like that. I want to be like that.
But, you know, actually, last year and this year are the... I've been very bad with the late thing. And I don't like it. I hate being late. I hate it.
Yeah.
Last two, okay?
Okay.
Okay, where is that? Okay, ButterBaby30 says, pag nag-reply siya sa tweet ng lahat, except sa'yo.
Oh.
Except sa tweet mo.
It's like you feel singled out.
Like, am I being ignored?
Am I being ignored?
Or did he just really didn't see my text? I mean, my tweet.
That's horrible.
But you feel like, yeah, that's miserable.
You feel singled out, like, what? Yeah. Well, you can think of it like, I'm special, but in the bad kind of way.
Yeah, in a bad kind of way, right? And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 things that make you miserable comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says,
having your credit card declined and your bank is offline trying to pay for your restaurant bill.
Oh, God.
What's worse is if you're on a date.
That's, oh, yeah. Walang pogi points.
Wala. Sorry ka.
Or same thing, like in the supermarket. I think one of the most embarrassing things I've ever had to do is give my credit card, have it declined, and then have to put the items back.
Oh, crap.
That was so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That has to be one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me.
Wait, did you put the things back on the rack?
Yeah.
Elvin,
Well, no, not like everything. Like, I put a little bit, the ones that were close by, and then just like shoved the card away. It's like, I'm going to go home.
I hope so. Because, I mean, you're too much of a nice guy if you actually went back and put them back on the rack.
No, none of mine. Not that much. But it was so embarrassing because, like, there was a long line. So, like, for everybody to see, I'm like,
I know, right? Okay. And even if it's, what if it's not your fault, it's just your bank?
Yeah.
It's like, no, don't understand, I have money.
I do. I can afford this.
Oh. Well, there you go. The top 10 things that make you miserable in celebration of Les Miserables.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have been sending in the tweets, right? You were saying.
But.
That there's been so many tweets coming in for this.
Yeah, we had like a lot of tweets already. And what did you say?
I said, oh, there are a lot of miserable people out there.
So go ahead. We want to know what makes you miserable. Please tweet us your entries via twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to use the hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I'm Miserable.
It's the Morning Rush. La 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 la. The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Alright, it's time for the top 10 things that make you miserable. Again, we're doing this because Les Miserables is showing in theaters. Go ahead and catch it. The only musical ever that actually employs live singing.
Live singing?
Yep.
It's not recorded pre-hand?
Nope.
Wow.
The actors actually sang it right then and there as they were filming the scenes.
That's actually really cool.
It's the boldest move of a musical on the big screen.
So this is unheard of, uncharted territory.
Yeah, and that's also why there's a lot of flack. I mean, Adam Lambert had weighed in on it saying, you know, these are not singers.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were recording it, you could correct it.
Yeah.
Right? But in this musical that was made into a movie, they were all singing it right then and there. It's as if they were acting out the scene while singing.
Okay, so as if they were like performing it on Broadway then.
Yep.
Like live, really live. Okay, that's
very brave choice, and I think they had to fight for it to be like that.
That sounds very interesting.
All right, here we go. The top 10 things that make you miserable. All right, here we go. Let's start off with I am Dwayne B. I'm miserable when my mom wants me to wear the long sleeve polo that she bought. Eh, ang gusto ko yung dress ng sis ko. Like, mom, don't you know what I am?
No, don't make me wear that. But you know, that's actually true. Like, you really tend to shun whatever your parents buy you, at least when you're younger.
Yeah.
And then eventually it's like you beg for it. It's like, hey, you're buying
what
me
do you
stuff.
Mean?
Like, when your parents buy you things as a kid, it's like, yay, clothes, okay. Now it's like, yay, clothes, okay.
Well, what's the difference?
I don't know. It's like we appreciate things more now.
Oh.
Maybe it's the fact that you don't normally get gifts anymore when you're older.
So maybe.
When your parents get you
something. Yeah, because you're showered when you're young, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mom used to make our dresses.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because she was a dressmaker. That was her business.
So cool.
And I remember growing up, we always had matching clothes with her.
So she would have clothes with your
yeah,
mom.
Me and my sister would have the same clothes but different color.
That's kind of cool, actually.
And then we kind of she was Fajon, actually. Now that I think about it,
your mom.
Well, not really Fajon. It was just cheaper, and she knew how to make dresses. So she'll make her dress, and then she'll make something similar to ours, similar to hers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as a kid, I hated it.
as a kid.
Because I was always thinking, why do other little kids get to buy the dresses in stores that are so nice?
And then I have to wear what you make, Mom.
Yeah, and then little did I know, actually, this is way better.
That's so cool.
Yeah, cool.
I find that cool, actually, yeah.
All right, from... Where is it? From Earl Kitecto says, I'm miserable when it's the final day of vacation and I need to fly back and leave my family again.
Yeah,
hashtag sure. Buhay OFW.
I'm sure a lot of people experience that, especially during December.
Yeah, because everybody came home, and now January, they all have to go back.
You all have to go back
I
home.
I think that's so hard.
You know, my brother said the same thing. My brother and my sister-in-law, they were here for the holidays.
Yeah.
And then,
where are they from?
They're from Seattle. And when they flew back, they were so homesick. They started cooking all the foods that they learned how to cook while they were here.
Oh, okay. Filipino dishes?
Filipino dishes. And even some like lasagna. Because my mom and
cooks.
Our family makes a really killer lasagna. And she got...
Well, where is it? You can't say that and not have something for me to taste.
I'm sorry. Okay, I take it back. It's not that good, actually.
Andamos, Mom!
Yeah, hi, Mom. I know you're listening.
Your mom's here.
Yeah,
does she listen to all your shows?
When she catches it. She's usually up at this time doing errands, so she gets to catch you guys all the time.
What does she say about your... What does she say about your radio career?
What does she say about it? You know, my mom's my biggest critic, so she'll say, like, you shouldn't do this, or you should say this. So if I don't get any criticism from anybody, I do get it from my mom. And it's making me nervous. He's just talking about it.
Damn you, mother.
Damn you, mother. This is your upbringing.
No, but I think that's great. My mom never said anything about what I do.
Really?
Yeah, actually, neither does my dad. They've never said anything about what I do.
Even today?
Yeah, even today. They only just say, oh, this person listens to you. Can you greet them? But they've never been able to say, like...
Good job. Good job,
or bad job. Like, you know, like your mom tells you what you're doing wrong, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My parents have never said anything either way.
Okay.
I really don't get a lot of feedback. No, but yeah, they never really said anything.
Does that make you miserable?
Actually, no.
Okay, then not...
I mean, I'm only finding it out right now as I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized that other parents would be weighing in on how their kids Like, even Gino gets a lot of, pointers from his mom.
Okay.
And I guess you too.
Yeah, from both my mom and my dad. Well, it's always really been like that. I mean, like...
What does your dad say?
Because my dad is, nothing. He just likes to think, maybe you shouldn't do it like that. Maybe you should do it like this. And I'm like,
Do you ever tell them, you know what? You're not on the radio. I am.
Oh! No, I will get beaten. No. But no, I mean, because like...
You can't sass your parents like that?
I can. I mean, like, I like to think that our relationship is cool enough where we can talk like friends.
Well, they know you're not really disrespecting them, but they know that, you know, you're just sassing them.
Yeah. But like, because they do have some nice pointers, actually.
Like, what would be the thing that they said about you?
Like, why don't you phrase it in a different way? Like, if they notice that I'm always saying, like, if I'm doing the traffic a certain way...
Yeah.
And then they say, maybe you can say, instead of saying bumper to bumper, you can say it's the traffic's really heavy. Like, they just change it, and they're like, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's nice.
So it's helpful, actually.
Hmm.
Mom, don't get too big-headed. I know.
Damn you, mother. Here's one. Another one. Ambo Cleric says, I'm miserable when I'm broke.
All the time.
Wait, but all the time you're miserable, or all the time you're broke?
Both ways, really.
Like, no money in your wallet?
Okay, no, maybe not to that extent. But
yeah, I don't believe that for one second.
But the beautiful thing about it, see, like, optimism coming up again. When you're broke...
You're an optimistic guy.
Yeah, well, when you're broke...
Don't worry, life will deal with that sooner or later.
Sooner or later. So
sooner
for
or
now,
later, life
enjoy.
Will disappoint you so many times.
Well, like I say, when you're broke, that's when you get creative. Like, if you need to go out on a date and you don't have any money, that's
okay,
where you can get creative.
Okay, what's the least amount of money... That you went out on a date with?
The least amount of money I've ever spent on a date, because I always have money just in case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sasha.
No, because
because
like you said, you don't want to lose those foggy points.
So you always have money, but okay, what's the cheapest date that you've had?
The cheapest date I've ever had. I played a game with this girl I went out with. I said, "How much money do you have on you?" And then she said an amount. I said, "Okay, let's split up for 15 minutes." And buy each other something worth 100 pesos. And then we'll meet up after the 50 minutes, and then whoever wins gets to choose what we do next. And it was really fun. I mean, like...
Okay, so what did she end up with? What did she buy you worth $100?
She bought me socks. And I was very happy about that. I was very happy.
Alvin!
No, wait, but...
You're killing me.
No,
you're
wait.
You're too innocent.
No. Because they were cool socks. They were not just like plain white socks. They were red socks.
Oh, wow.
And red is my favorite color.
Wow.
So she
so
listened.
So dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you? What did you get her?
I got her gummy bears. And she enjoyed them. I'd like to think so, but okay. I gave her the win for that one.
Okay. Okay, I'll come clean. There was a time when I used to love gummy bears. They were number one in my life. Like... gummy bears. Give me gummy bears and I'm yours.
Okay. See? So yeah. I picked the right thing then. I think the same thing for that girl at the time.
Yeah, I had a guy. I was going out with a guy who would always buy me gummy bears. There was a time when it was so new, like there were candy shops that allow you to shovel.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You remember
yes.
when that was the newest thing?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy that I went out with, he would go and buy me gummy bears.
See? Gummy bears.
And he also knew how I like to eat my gummy bears, which is I decapitate all of them.
Okay.
Put the bodies back in a plastic bag. I eat all the
heads. Eat the heads only.
Okay, wait a minute.
She's a man eater.
If Gina were here, I would never hear the end of that, but never mind. That's too green. Last two. Okay, last two. Mad Mutt Mark says, I'm miserable when I lose the phone number of the girl that I met at a party.
That's true.
Has that happened to you?
Not recently, no. Well, because like nowadays, you get Facebook accounts before you get phone numbers.
Oh, that's right.
So you just have to remember the name.
And you can always message them to say,
yeah.
Well, what if you didn't get their last name?
Well, then that's
and
your
she has
own
a name.
Fault.
That's your fault.
If
yeah,
you,
I'm
if you
fault.
Don't get her last name, then you don't deserve to
no,
get this girl.
No, because sometimes at parties, you don't really exchange last names.
True.
Like, you'll say, hi, I'm Alvin. Hi, I'm Del. That's it.
True.
Do you ever say, hi, I'm Alvin, you know? What's your last name? Do you say your last name?
No.
You never say your
no,
last name?
No, not like Chuck Fass. Like, I'm Chuck Fass. No.
Wow, Chuck Fass.
That's cool.
No, exactly. But you never say your last name. So how would they...
Well, if you're like hoping to like see this girl again in the future...
You ask for the last name.
You ask for the last name. You exchange details of some sort, right?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking like...
But I'm sure that's happened to you like... You just exchanged your first name, very common first name.
Yeah.
You were having such a great time. You know how sometimes when you meet someone and they're strangers, but for some reason, you guys, there's chemistry. And you don't want to mess with it too much.
So you don't push it too hard.
You don't push it too hard. You just kind of wing it. Like, you know, you're enjoying the moment. And the next thing you know, you forgot to ask for their last name. You forgot to ask their number. And you're like, how do I... get to see her? How do I get to see him?
And this is where the stalking skills come out.
Nice.
You source it. Common friends
like,
or...
Okay, if I met you at a party and I liked you, you have such a common name,
mm-hmm.
and I search for you on Facebook, do you realize how many Alvins are out there?
That's true.
But then what makes you different is the curly hair.
So they'll have to find it through my picture.
Yeah. So I'll have to just go through all the Alvins until I see your picture.
Well, then that would be a little bit scary then to actually get a message from you.
Stalker, no.
If you went through that extent.
Chuck, what about those people who don't put their faces on their Facebook account? It's a favorite toy.
Or they're like a transformer in its car.
See? Don't you just hate that?
I do.
Actually, that happened to me. Like, I met a guy. We really kind of clicked at the party.
And then you couldn't find each
other? No. My friend sneakily gave him my number.
Oh.
But then we went to another club, and I didn't know... I lost my phone that night.
Okay.
So he had already texted me to say, kind of liked you, can we grab coffee or a drink sometime? But see, I lost my phone, so I didn't see that text.
So he thought that he snubbed him.
All this time I thought, you know, probably didn't like me enough to text me. Right?
I'm miserable now.
No, but I liked him, and I thought, okay, well, maybe I just wasn't hot enough or whatever. So we didn't see each other for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was out to lunch with a friend, and who should I see in this restaurant?
This guy!
And it was straight out of a movie.
Really? Okay, that's actually kind of cool.
It's cool.
That's
so cool. That almost never happens. You lose a number, that's it.
And
to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 things that make you miserable comes from Lester... I'm sorry. From Les Talker.
Les Talker says...
I'm miserable when I accidentally delete messages in my inbox that I cherished for a very long time.
Oh, that's sweet. Does that happen anymore? Do you save messages on the inbox?
I don't save it, but I don't delete it.
Yeah. Well, with the phones nowadays, it's kind of like a feed. So I guess the equivalent would be screen capping it and saving it.
You know, because sometimes you know these people for a long time, mm-hmm. and there would be a long exchange.
Yes, yes.
So sometimes you delete some of the things that you can afford to, you know, like on the iPhone.
Makes sense, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You edit it, and then you check it, and then delete.
Yeah, yeah.
What if, in like, you're deleting, and there's this beautiful message, and out of,
like, automatic, just because you're kind of in the zone there.
You check it, and then it's gone.
Miserable. That memory gone forever.
And what if they really said something nice? Like, I don't know, I love you.
No!
Anyway, top 10 things that make you miserable. If you want to tweet us, go right ahead. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush, hashtag I'm miserable.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Hello, everybody. It's time again for the news here on The Morning Rush. It's a little different today if you just tuned in and you don't know why I'm with Alvin. The rest of the RX crew is in Beijing, China. Well, not yet. They're en route.
They're en route, yeah. They were actually able to like tweet a little bit before the show. Like, hey, good luck, have fun.
I know. I refuse to tweet them have fun. I'm bitter about it. I hate that it's the second year that I'm not going. Last year they were in Hong Kong.
Yes, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, and I wasn't there. And then this year they're off to Beijing. They're in the sky. They're flying to China. So Alvin is joining me today and tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
I'm borrowing him from Jinri. Check out Jinri this afternoon, a quick fix. She's going to
be on air 2 to 6 p.m. with a Radio 1 job.
Radio 1, yeah. Right. So yeah. Throughout the next 3 days, it's going to be a little different.
Yeah, I'm going to be on air every single day, actually, for this week.
Nice. I get to have you for 2 days.
Yes. Lucky me.
Lucky me.
That didn't sound so sincere.
No, because I was like, ooh, this sounds like a commercial. Anyway, time for the news here on The Morning Rush. Robert Pattinson attended the Golden Globe Awards alone, but met up with Kristen Stewart at an after party. Mm. Apparently, he set the whole thing up to avoid breakup rumors.
That's nice. The meeting up after the Golden Globes?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
However, that kind of news can't stay hidden for too long. A source tells Perez Hilton, quote, she flew to L.A. and was supposed to be Rob's date for the Golden Globes, but he told her he wants to cool it off. He loves her, but would rather go back to being good friends so they can rebuild their trust and focus on work after Twilight.
So they're not officially back together.
See?
That's
confusing. The pair reunited after Stewart cheated on her Twilight co-star with married director Rupert Sanders over the summer, but now it appears the actor has ended their relationship for good. Over Christmas, friends and family reportedly gave Pattinson a hard time about Stewart, causing even more tension in their relationship. In particular, his sister Lizzie reportedly had a serious clash with her brother over his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
At least the actor has plenty to focus on while he recovers from the split. He is working on several upcoming films, including Hold On To Me, The Rover, Queen of the Desert, and Maps to the Stars. Stewart, meanwhile, has less on her plate. She will appear in Snow White and The Huntsman 2 under the direction of Sanders again.
Okay, so we can officially say for now, the two are not together.
You know, that's difficult. Have you ever had a girlfriend that your family did not approve of?
Not approve of, but they questioned a little bit why I was with her.
Mm.
But not necessarily like, don't date her.
Okay, well, this is different because our Pat's sister had a clash.
To say, don't
let anyone do this to you and then you're still with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's difficult.
It's
Well, I've always been... doubtful as to how long, if they really did get back together, how long that will last.
I was actually thinking that it might have been just like a ploy because the movie was coming out.
Yeah, the final installment of the series was coming out.
And they needed to be together for it. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to pass judgment. I don't want to say that's what happened, but it's what I thought.
But of course, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Because in Hollywood, you just never can trust things and people, you know. But I don't know.
Well, I do want to know just because I want to know what my chances are with Kristen Stewart are now.
Do you like her?
I do. Very much.
Oh, really?
I do, actually. You know, the whole pouty look and people say she's not pretty. She's very pretty.
No, I think she's very pretty.
Yeah.
I really think that face, it's the personality that I kind of...
The awkwardness?
I love awkwardness. I really love awkwardness. It's a thing that sells nowadays. Hers, I find annoying. But I'm sure if she met me, she'd probably think I'm annoying too. So, I mean, I'm just saying, as a celebrity, I love the face.
Yes.
I think her face is gorgeous.
I think so too.
Even when she was still doing, remember Panic Room with Jodie Foster?
Yes.
She was beautiful then. And what's
gorgeous.
That? What's the movie where they were in outer space, like the house?
Oh, what is that movie?
Zathura? What's that?
Zathura.
There you go.
Yeah.
I loved her. Remember when she froze into this, like, she became an icicle?
I really like Kristen
Stewart. She's beautiful. It's just really the personality I don't like so much.
Well, maybe I can tweak that. That is my goal.
You know, I think... Okay,
you think
never
it could happen? No, you think she'd change me?
No, I think that... Because I think Arpats is also a nice guy.
But is he?
I think she hooks really nice guys.
And that's why I like her.
That's why you like her.
We have, see, because
that's my theory, okay?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
So, on again, off again, apparently off again. That's the news. The third one here today on the show. One more news update comes your way next hour here on The Morning Rush with Delamar and Alvin. Heard exclusively on Manila's hottest RX 93.5.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3. La 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 la. The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go with the Morning Rush Top 10. Today, in celebration of Les Miserables hitting theaters in wide release, we're doing the top 10 things that make you miserable.
Miserable. But so sad. Why are you so sad?
Well, the whole play is about people who were miserable.
Yeah.
You've got Fantine, who, you know, well... I think of all of them, she's the most miserable.
You know what? It's like, I don't know how to tell a story without spoiling it. I'm very bad at that.
But it's hard to spoil Les Miserables because it's been there for decades.
That's true. And
I mean, right?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, because there's certain people who are just like, riding on like how much people are talking about it.
Oh, and they really don't know.
And they really don't know anything about it. So I was kind of like, how do I tell you the story but not tell you the story?
Actually, the title tells you Les Miserables. These are a bunch of people who were really miserable. Do you know, for me, the one who was least miserable?
Who?
Was Marius.
I'm trying to recall. I don't know. Last time I saw this, the original movie.
Yeah.
Was like how many years ago?
The one that's not a musical, right?
Yeah. So long ago, so
you're gonna have to you have to watch it again. Yeah. And you are tonight.
I will that right after the
Who's
show. Actually,
date?
I'm gonna be taking my mom to this. She was actually trying to get me to get tickets.
Your mom is your date.
My mom is my date for this one. Yeah,
you are a mama's boy.
Well, because there are certain movies that I have to watch with my mom.
Why have to?
Because it's like we grew up watching stuff like this. My Fair Lady. I can recite to you My Fair Lady because of my mom.
My Fair Lady.
I can sing you the songs.
Let's sing it, Alvin. I love My Fair Lady.
I shouldn't have said that then. No.
What?
I cannot sing.
I finally found someone who can sing My Fair Lady with me. I don't know if Gino and Chico know the...
Oh, I'm sure Gino can sing that.
I don't think so.
Really? I think he would.
My Fair Lady? Well, let me see. I don't know. I don't remember if he knows it. But my gosh, I love that.
My Fair Lady.
So you caught the Audrey Hepburn, Rex Harrison?
Yeah, and also we'd actually even, like, on trips, we'd have the audio tape playing in the car.
the rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain. Wow.
I like
that.
Wow,
we have something in common.
We do. And who'd have thought it's
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
But then again, so you're going to watch this with your mom.
Yes.
This is one of those things. Would you watch this with a date?
I would. Maybe, like, I can, like, watch this now with my mom so I can watch it again with a date and, like, pay attention to her.
Ignore the movie.
Ignore the movie.
Hey, that's not a bad plan.
And just pay attention to her.
The top 10 things that make you miserable. Here we go. The bottom half. From Ian Perillo. I'm miserable pag sobrang tagal magpa-laundry. Naubusan na ako ng Brips.
And you're finished like the inside out.
Side A, side B.
Side A, side B. And then backwards.
Oh my god.
And then reverse it again. Backwards. Oh, yeah.
But even then, it's like, you know, wala na. There's nothing.
There's
either
nothing you can do anymore.
You have to go commando. That's gross.
All that happens in trips. Like when you go out on vacation and there's no time really to wash. So
I've never had that happen to me because I always bring more than I need.
That's a very smart thing.
I think that's
to
a
do.
Girl thing.
It's a very smart thing to do. Mm. Very practical.
Especially underwear. I'm more okay with reusing a shirt
than underwear.
Than I am with underwear. It's just too close to what. It's too close down there.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense.
At Be My Aster says, I'm miserable kapag yung co-hosts mo naglalandian out of the country at naiwan ka mag-isa sa booth.
I'm miserable about that too. Just because we're not there too.
Oh, I thought you're miserable because you like one of them.
No. Oh, funny thing. You know, Gino texted me one time. And it was actually in response to one of our topics at the time. And then I thought he was actually telling me this. I was like, oh, okay. So I replied, and he's like, oh, dude, I don't like you like that. I'm answering your question.
Well, I responded to one of your topics. Remember the other day?
Yeah. The one about the getting broken up with
via
Post-it.
Of course, that's never happened to me. That happened to Carrie of Sex and the City. Did they tell you that it was Sex and the City?
My sister texted me. He's like, oh, yeah, that's from Sex and the City.
Right.
Yeah.
But to be broken up with via Post-it, that is an all-time low.
That would definitely make you miserable. I'd be miserable if that happened to me.
What a sucky guy who would do that to you.
Or girl.
Right.
Not limited to these guys. There are girls who do that too.
Here's another one. Because I really think that there are girls who are jerks.
Yes.
I mean, they're not bitches. They're jerks.
Just jerks.
There are. For me, in my head, there's a category, right?
Yeah.
Here's another one from Mad Mutt Mark. I'm miserable when you just got your new iPhone 5. And then you drop it less than a day after getting it.
And then the screen shatters.
Okay, let me show you my iPhone.
Is it... What's wrong with it? Oh, wow. Okay. You know, actually, I remember you had yours drop before also.
And it was shattered.
And it was shattered. And the same thing happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, like spider.
Spider. Mm-hmm. It looked like a spider web.
Yes, it did.
And the only thing that was holding it together was
the screen. The film, yeah. That happened to me too.
I couldn't shake my phone because if I shook it, shards of glass would be, you know.
For a while, I actually liked it. Like, I kept it that way for about a week or two just because it was such a nice talking point. And it was like, hey, look at this.
Help
or people
me.
Like, oh my god, look at your phone. And like, yeah, you know, this happened to me.
A talking point?
Yeah, it's a nice talking point. You know, you like very slyly put it on the table and then someone will go, oh, what happened to your phone? Well.
Do you bring it out when hot girls are around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Yes. Any opportunity we can get.
I have to see you in action, you know? You know what interests me a lot these days? It's how people act when they're hunting.
When they're hunting for
on
that
the, when they're on the hunt.
When they're on the prowl.
They become different people.
I generally think I'm the same person. Just
well, but that's because that's you. You think nothing's
think.
Different.
True.
But let's say I know you as a normal Alvin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go out and then I see you like, you know, pimping yourself out or you're on the hunt. And I would see a totally different Alvin.
Perhaps, actually. I never really thought about it. Maybe I am different. I don't know.
I think you are.
I can't say. I don't know.
We have to hang out more.
We probably have to see this in action.
And I probably need to talk to you when you're drunk.
Maybe. I think that's what needs to happen. I think that's what needs
that
to happen.
That will be part of my 2013 list. Actually, you know what? I have a plan. Where I will invite you. You're into sports, right?
Yeah.
What kind of sports do you like? Name the top two sports that you like.
Football and basketball.
Oh my God. Football, like what? Football.
Soccer. Yeah, European football.
Soccer. Okay, what's the other one?
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay. Okay. So I have things lined up for this year where I will invite you to a sports bar.
Okay.
And you and I are going to walk. No, wag doon. Kasi pag sports bar, I'll never see you in action.
You'll just see me watching the screen the whole time.
And that defeats the purpose. I want to see you in action. Damn it. Yeah. I'll think of something else.
Wrong choice.
Here's another one from Stormtrooper. I'm miserable when I accidentally hit my pinky toe on the edge of a furniture. I hate that.
And another one. Actually, in our house, we have this one. Not just hitting my pinky toe, because it's like a combination thing. You hit your pinky toe, and then your pants get caught on the handle of the drawer, and it rips.
Oh.
That's the worst. I was so miserable about that.
I can top that.
What happened to you?
As a kid, we had stairs made of nara, hardwood.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm running up the stairs, I would hit my shin on the edge.
Because you're a short girl?
No. Wow.
No, because you said when you were young, I had to assume a little bit.
I had to wait 2 hours and 45 minutes before the first insult. Oh my gosh.
Is that an insult?
No, but I'm used to that. This is a high, this is a good day because when I'm with the two, it happens at 6:01.
That's true. Actually, I know this. I've seen it firsthand.
No, but you know when you trip? And you hit your shin.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, do you know the pain? Oh, I hate that. Here's another one. And to cap off, the bottom half of the top 10 things that make you miserable comes from Pamela Awesome.
Pamela Awesome says,
I'm miserable, period. No explanation.
No explanation
okay,
needed.
Okay, when I first read this, I thought she had her period.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So for some people, you're miserable because you have your period, or you're miserable because you don't have your period.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but she's just miserable.
Just that.
Period.
That's it.
There's no explanation. Her life is misery.
And there's just so much shred in, you can read from that.
So much. All right, there you go. That is the bottom half of the top 10 things that make you miserable. Go ahead, share with us the misery that is your life. Just tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to hashtag the morning rush or hashtag I'm miserable.
It's the morning rush. The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, here we go. The top 10 things that make you miserable. In celebration of misery.
In celebration of misery in general.
In general. No, in celebration, of course, of one of the most awaited movies of 2012, spilling over to 2013, Les Miserables. Okay, let's do our top half, okay?
Okay. Top half of the people who are miserable in life. So sad.
From Don Camote. I'm miserable when my ex sees me and I look ugly on that day. Of all days.
Of all days that they get to see you, it's that one day where you just decided not to take a shower before going to the grocery.
Or you just have bad hair day, or you just didn't wear the right clothes. Because when they see you that you're not at your best, they will walk away with the feeling or the thought that
it was the right idea.
One, it's the right idea to break up with you. Or two, they will think that you're still not over them.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of it like that.
Like, oh, kawawa naman siya. After we broke up, he never got his life back together. He's still miserable.
He's still miserable because of me. That's so sad.
That's so sad. It's so miserable.
It's very miserable just to think about it.
Actually, the fact that you even care what they think, yeah, you're probably not over them yet.
Probably. Well, no, I mean, like, you just kind of want to have...
Yeah, right.
You just want to have that, like, last laugh.
You never want to make them think that you're not okay,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because you can be over them, but you just don't want them to think that I'm still miserable because I don't have you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, for any of my exes, I don't want to ever make them think, like, one, they were right to like break up with me, or that, like you said, I'm not happy because I'm not with her.
Mm. Yeah. Are you going out with anybody?
I'm going out with someone. Is that why I'm so happy? Maybe.
No, but you're a pretty happy guy. Even when you're miserable, your miserable is still my happy.
Well, because like in, like, my thoughts are, why bring the world down a little bit more? Why make people
because
feel...
Because that's real.
Why make people feel my misery? I don't want that. If I'm miserable, I'm miserable. But if I'm going to hang out with someone else, it's not going to spill over to them.
But, okay, what if you don't want it to spill over them, but you also want to tell people how you are? Do you ever tell people how you really are?
That's what the Inuman session is for. Just one time.
One time. That one time where the dam will break.
Yeah.
And you will let it all hang out.
And then after that, done. Don't let it get at you anymore. It's like you allow yourself just one moment to just be like, oh, I'm depressed.
And then it's back to okay again.
And then pick things up again. Yeah, yeah. That's how it's got to be.
Wow, what a guy.
That's how it's got to be.
Here's another one from At Lilo Boy. I'm miserable pag may biglang tumawag at ginising ka sa kalagitnaan ng napakahimbing mong tulog.
I hate that when they text you or they call you and say, hey, are you awake? Or did I wake you?
It's like, yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. Oh, okay, I'll call you back.
Because I think some calls are warranted. They're mm-hmm. important.
There
and
are important
you need
calls.
To be woken up.
Yes.
But there are calls that are just, you know, it's useless. But then if that has to happen while you're sleeping so sound.
I hate that. That's the
what
worst.
What if Anupa, you had a hard time sleeping?
And then
finally you're asleep. And then the phone rings and it's your friend like, hey, what are you doing?
Oh, God.
Like, nothing important.
Nothing important. And then, yeah, like I said, like, the worst thing is when, like, oh, you're sleeping? Okay, never mind. You woke me up and you're
yeah,
not even
you
gonna...
you woke me up already! You might as well say something.
Oh, the worst. Yes, that's one thing that maybe can make me miserable. Because I value sleep. I get very little of it.
And so you... Yeah, right.
I think that's the one time you can catch me at a bad time. If you wake me up for nothing at all.
Okay. Note to self, must call Alvin when he...
Oh, but there is this new setting that blocks certain calls already.
Are you going to block my call?
No, it blocks all calls except a certain list.
Am I going to be part of that list?
Well, the list is mom, dad. That's the list.
It's like mom, dad, and Del. Why is Del there?
Just because.
Just because she asked nicely. What if? Okay, I'm miserable. Coming from Baba
Black Sheep.
Baba Bambin.
Okay.
Baba Bambin says, whenever I wake up from a dream that's turning out really nice.
And then,
you know, it's a really nice dream and you're enjoying it. And then all of a sudden you get yanked out of this beautiful dream.
Yes.
And for no real nice reason.
Yes.
Like, I would hate anyone who woke me up from that dream.
You know, it's even bad, like, something good is really happening, yeah. And then you realize it's a dream, and then you wake up because you know it's a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's misery right there.
But I'm okay if I know that it's a dream, because sometimes I can... Okay, instead of talking about... I mean, I don't want to describe it. I want to tell you what it was.
Okay.
I dreamt I could fly.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, Alvin, I swear to you, this is the best dream of my entire life.
Like Superman flying.
Yeah, but different. Because Superman, he doesn't have to learn it. He already really just knows,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Me, I think I was... I just started to go up in the air. And I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? I thought I was jumping.
That's so
and
cool.
Then I was like, oh my God, the ground is getting farther and farther away. And the first thing on my mind was I was scared.
Yeah.
Because of the height.
Did you know you were dreaming before?
No.
No? Okay.
And then I was like, oh no. And then I knew at that precise second that I turned from fear of the height and... enjoying it because I was flying.
You were flying.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, like, oh wow, I can go up there. And then I remember going up one side of a building, going on top of the building, and then on the opposite side.
That's so cool.
It was the coolest dream of my entire life.
And what yanked you from this beautiful dream?
It was just a natural waking up.
Oh God.
And I remember thinking, oh, I have to wake up and... But I remember being empowered after that dream. I loved that dream. It made me different.
It made you happy.
It made me very, not just happy, I think I felt free.
That's so cool.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I really did. I really did feel free.
Empowered by a dream.
Now, if I could just get that dream back, I want to dream it again.
That would be so cool. I've never ever dreamt that I could do something that, you know, you actually really can't do. Like,
really?
my dreams are very practical. It sucks.
What? You're so boring.
No, like, I mean, like, cool things will happen to me. Like, I'm driving a race car. But, I mean, like, you can drive a race car.
Yeah, it's you just have to do it.
It's humanly possible.
Yeah, flying, on the other hand.
I've never had a dream where I could, like, fly or I could breathe underwater.
Right. To be fair, though, I've never had a dream like that ever.
Before that.
That was, like... It was one for the books.
So definitely. There still is a chance.
Yeah. So one thing to look forward to when you sleep tonight is maybe tonight is the night you dream.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay, what would you want to do? Something inhumanly possible. Not flying, because that's mine.
Oh, okay.
Wow, not mine.
I've always wanted the power to teleport. If I could dream like I was teleporting all across the globe.
Like Jumper.
Exactly like Jumper.
Jumper.
With a trench coat and everything.
But that would be awesome.
That is my dream.
Like... You could be here in Asia, and then the next thing you know, you could be in outer space.
I could be in outer space. I could be standing on the Alps. That's my dream.
I would want to be, just like in Jumper, to be on top of a Sphinx or even a pyramid.
That would be cool, yes.
Of course, it's pointed, but nevertheless.
That would be amazing, yeah, yeah. That's the dream that I want to have.
Jumper.
Being able to teleport. Of course, minus the people trying to kill me.
Yeah, minus those people. Here we go. Also, Mad Mutt Mark says, being unable to verbally say your feelings because you're afraid of rejection.
Every guy's problem right there. At one point or another, every guy has had that fear.
Especially, I think, when they like the girl a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're more afraid.
Especially that first time. The very first time you ever verbalize to a girl that you like them, the scariest thing ever.
What do you think would happen? What are you afraid of? Yeah, okay, rejection.
Rejection.
What would happen after you get rejected?
That you wouldn't be able to look at that girl the same way?
And...
You look at her every day and be like, she said no.
She said no to me.
She said no.
Oh, how could she do that?
She'll have no plastered on her face. Yeah.
And the top thing that makes you miserable comes from... Where is it?
Where is that entry?
Where is that entry? Hold on, let me look for it.
It's trying to make you miserable so you can't read it out.
No.
Oh, you're making this one person more miserable. And people are thinking now, maybe I was the top entry, but Del lost it.
No, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Elliot Girl says,
okay.
Pag nag-aaway tayo. Enough said. I'm miserable. Pag nag-aaway tayo. You know that one person, you can fight with a lot of people, but there are people when you fight with them, your life is just miserable. It's like, it's a mess.
It's a mess. And it spills over to every other part of your life because they're that person.
Yeah, like they hold so much power over you.
Mm-hmm. Whether it be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, even best friends. There are like those relationships between best friends that like, if that's not working out, the rest of your life is like, no.
I think for me, the hardest that I would fight with are significant others and friends.
Yes.
I really value my friends a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very important to me. So when I fight with them, it messes me up and it kind of changes how I look at the world.
Okay.
It has the power to make me... You know,
yes, yes.
Very different.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah.
Me, it's significant others and my mom.
Damn you, mother!
Damn you, mother! Go to the day!
She has so much power
she
over me.
She has so much power over me. She knows this. I think she does.
I'm a mother, and I'm like looking at you and I'm thinking, someday will Cooper say the same thing about me?
I think so.
Mothers have so much power over their children, right?
They do.
Wow.
More than the father, more than the brother or sisters, it's the mother. Prepare yourself, Del.
No, Cooper has to prepare himself.
True.
Wait, what are you... why?
No, it's not even just... It's not fear. It's just like... your mom was always the first person to tell you you did a good job, and when she's the person to tell you you didn't do a good job,
it's like, yeah. How do you recover?
How do you recover from that? Because she's the one basically who's supposed to always say you're doing good.
Right. Like a mother's love, unconditional and all that.
And when she says something that's like...
Do you think that would change if you have a girlfriend?
Well, I mean, like... No, because when I've had girlfriends in the past, it's still always kind of been...
Okay, what if it's a wife?
Well... See, Mama says. Mama says that when you have a wife.
What does your mom say about having a wife? I'd like to know.
She says that she should be the most important person in your life, even more than your mother.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
She said that. And Mama says, so Alvin D.
Wow. I like that. I hope your mom's listening.
I think she is. Or I hope she's already like at the supermarket or something. I'm really hoping she did not hear that statement.
The top 10 things that make you miserable. Please tell us. Tell us, okay? You can tweet us over twitter.com/rx931. Do not forget hashtag the morning rush or hashtag I'm miserable.
It's the morning rush!
Good morning, guys. This is Dell back again for the final news update here on The Morning Rush. Okay, Alvin, we're going to talk about one of the biggest movies during the Oscar season.
What movie is this?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Okay, Zero Dark Thirty.
Director Kathryn Bigelow has written an open letter in defense of her acclaimed movie Zero Dark Thirty as controversy over the film's torture scenes threatens to overshadow her awards season run. The gritty drama about the real-life hunt for terrorist leader Osama bin Laden is among the top competitors during the Hollywood Awards season and is nominated for 5 Academy Awards, including the coveted Best Picture Oscar. However, the picture includes scenes which suggest American agencies used torture to extract information during the search for bin Laden, sparking criticism from politicians and officers of the Central Intelligence Agency, or the CIA, and prompting a protest outside the film's premiere in Washington, D.C. earlier this month. So, Kathryn Bigelow, the movie maker who became the first female to win the Best Director Oscar in 2009, insists she shouldn't be banned from addressing sensitive topics such as torture because Hollywood needs to continue its tradition of depicting war on the big screen. So this is her defense of her film, okay?
This is a completely different way of showing it, though. I mean, like, usually when you see war, all you really see is, like, the actual gunfights.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in this one, it has the torture scenes. So they do include that,
mm-hmm.
but it's never really, like, the highlight.
Well, okay, I'm going to read off... Okay, so she's defending her movie, right?
Yeah.
So this is her defense of her movie. So
okay.
I'm going to read out what she wrote. Quote, now that Zero Dark Thirty has appeared in cinemas worldwide, many people have asked me if I was surprised by the brouhaha that surrounded the film. First of all, I support every American's First Amendment right to create works of art and speak their conscience without government's interference or harassment. As a lifelong pacifist, I support all protest against the use of torture. But I do wonder if some of the sentiments alternately expressed about the film might be more appropriately directed at those who instituted and ordered those U.S. policies as opposed to a motion picture that brings the story to the screen. Okay, so the movie is about the hunt for Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
The movie opens with a torture scene.
I have not seen the movie, but okay.
Okay, so remember, you're trying to catch Osama bin Laden. You're going to catch people who know about where he is. How do you extract information? So the movie talks about or shows the torture scenes and how they got these information.
How they got
through torture.
Okay.
After the movie came out, a lot of people boycotted the movie.
Because of the scene.
Because of torture.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathryn Bigelow was saying, why are you protesting against my movie when I'm just telling the story?
That's true.
You should be protesting against the people who allowed these policies, torture policies, to happen. Because
mm-hmm.
that's not my idea. I'm just showing it to you. Which is like, you know, this woman is such a smart girl. I mean, I was telling you off the air, she won for Hurt Locker
in
2009, the one with Jeremy Renner. And that and this movie, they're like movies that I think you would think men would direct.
Yes.
But she is there, and she's doing such an awesome job at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think this is a very smart girl, and I think she really knows how to defend her work. I love that that's what she said. Don't kill me because I made a movie out of torture. I'm just telling you what happened.
Exactly, yeah.
If you're going to protest torture, protest it against the people who made it happen, who allowed it to happen.
Preach it, girl. Preach it.
Preach. All right. Well, there you go. Watch for it. The Oscars will be happening end of February.
If I'm not mistaken, yes. Yeah.
And find out if it wins Best Picture again. I mean, not again, but Best Picture for Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah.
Because she was locked out of the Golden Globes.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Also in the Oscars. Sorry, I might have that wrong. In the Oscars, she's not nominated for Best Director, but she is. Her movie is nominated as Best Picture.
Okay.
Anyway, that is the news. The last one today here on the show with Alvin and Delamar. All right, more to come next hour. Who's boarding next hour?
Next,
do you know?
It's Cell. Cell is going to be boarding in the next hour for Livewire.
Well, watch for Cell as she boards for Livewire. As she mans the fort for Rico Robles right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 4.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go.
Top 10 time. The top 10 things that make you miserable.
In celebration of the misery that is Les Miserables. No, the movie is Les Miserables. Of course, it's making a lot of people happy.
It is, actually.
How ironic, right?
I know, it's kind of funny. Well, it's just one of those movies that you have to see.
You're watching it today, right? Later?
Yes, I am. Later
on. Do you
on.
Watch first showing?
When it's like Star Wars, yes. Star Wars, I was lined up for it. Harry Potter. I'm
Harry
a big Harry Potter,
Potter
fan as well.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. So those movies, I had to have the very first showing. If not the premiere, first of the day.
I really, really want to catch Les Miserables. I mean, I hope this weekend. I hope I have time.
You will make time. It's Les
I will
Miserables.
Make time, right.
It's Les Mis. You have to make time for this.
The top 10 things that make you miserable. All right, the bottom half. Let's start it off with... Okay, where is it?
And she lost it again.
I know, how can I lose it? How?
People are getting miserable once again.
From Angeli Des. I'm miserable because he NBSB.
NBSB?
No boyfriend since birth. Till now. Wala bang nagmamahal sa akin.
NBSB. Hindi, may mga kaibigan din.
No, but I mean, that kind of love.
That special,
you know?
Kind of love.
I think, of course, like, how old were you when you first had when you first had a girlfriend?
First girlfriend was 17, 16? 17. I was 17. Yeah.
You were 17?
I was 17.
And she was?
And she was also 17.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, it's kind of late in the game. Well,
that is not late. Do you know when I first had a boyfriend?
When?
I was 19. And that was the first ever.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't really have any kind of, like, you know.
No dating,
close,
dating.
No dating.
Okay.
Like, the first, that was my first 19.
Okay. So I don't feel so bad about myself anymore.
Well, yeah, I'm late in the game.
Yeah.
I'm late in the game.
Well, I don't know. You know, because, like, between guys, there's always, like, when you're young, that's the goal.
To get a girlfriend.
To get a girlfriend. You get a girlfriend and you've succeeded in life.
That's funny.
So 17 years old.
You were like, yeah, I got a maid. I got,
like,
a girlfriend
yes,
at 17.
Finally, it happened.
How long did that last?
Not that long, actually, but still, it was like, yes, happened. I like, 4 months? 3 months?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so still.
When I had a boyfriend at 19, it lasted 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
First one and then first big relationship already.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about that right now.
Sidestep. Let's be miserable about other things.
No, I'm not gonna say anything. From Oskitotsky. I'm miserable when I accidentally delete the one and only copy of my thesis that is saved in my USB and no recycle bin.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I think I'd rather die.
I think so too, actually.
Okay, of course, that's, you know.
Of course, figuratively.
We're being exaggerated.
But wow, yeah.
You said about all the stuff that you did.
Although it would be the worst if it's like right before submission.
Yeah, and there's no more time to redo it.
Oh god.
Okay, you know how we write a weekly column? Mm-hmm. From Manila Bulletin, the three of us. One day, I had written my reply early.
Okay.
So before lunch, I had finished it way before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it on my iPad. Because I was in a hurry, I thought I'd write it already. But I pressed send, but I didn't bother to see if it did send.
If it sent.
I just put away the iPad and did all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Come 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening, I get a text like, "Where's your reply?" And I'm like, "What? I sent it way before lunch."
Mm-hmm.
I check my iPad, and what I had written was gone.
Oh god! And it did not
send. It didn't send, and I'm like, "Oh crap!" And then I was like, "Imagine that's just a column.
That's just a column. The stress of it.
A thesis is like 100 times more.
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
research. There's everything."
And the hard thing is, like, especially because you're so stressed with the fact that you lost it, trying to come up with it again is so much harder.
You're not even thinking about that yet. You're just pissed
mm-hmm.
because you lost the first draft. Damn it.
Oh,
yeah, that can make you miserable.
That will make me miserable, definitely.
Where is that? Where's the other one? Gosh, there you go. From Don Camote. I'm miserable, but there's a big sale, and it's not yet payday.
yes.
Oh. But remember, we were talking about the discounted thing.
70% off.
Right?
Yeah,
Robinson's,
yeah.
Check it out. Here's another one from... Where are you? Why is it that I keep losing it?
It's jumping all over the place today.
At Saloobin says, I'm miserable when we don't talk.
When we don't talk. Kind of like the same thing when you make away with your special someone.
Yeah. But for me, this is a little different. Because when you're fighting with someone, of course, there's an issue, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes there are people in your life whose conversation really, really makes you feel good about life.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily a boyfriend or whatever, but these are people you just talk with.
Okay.
And when you'd never talk to them for long stretches of time, you just feel like, my life is not the same.
I'm sure, like, for a lot of people, after high school, when everyone was, like, going out to college and, like, everyone's splitting up, going to different schools. And
that was harsh.
You don't get to see that person that you get to see each and every day. It was actually hard. And, I think I lost, like, a couple best friends.
Yeah, that happens. When you're from high school to college,
mm-hmm.
it's bound to happen. And that's rough.
It is. So, yeah, that is a little depressing.
I feel, there are some people I really love talking with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really essential to my sanity. They are a part of what keeps me sane.
Yeah.
And when I don't get to talk to them, I never see it right away that it's my life is going weird.
Uh-huh. Until they point it out.
Like, it's been so long that I haven't seen them, and I feel like I need to talk to you again so that mm-hmm. my life will be okay again. I feel like that.
We need those people in our lives.
And to cap off, the bottom half of the top 10 things that make you miserable comes from Eno Miano.
Eno Miano says,
I'm miserable because I see myself as inferior to others.
That insecurity will burn at you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a tough one. When you yourself see yourself low.
You think you're less than other people. You're like, they're always higher than you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that sucks.
That is tough, and it happens. I think we all, at one point or another, go through that.
Or different degrees. Because sometimes you will feel superior to others about other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll feel inferior about other things. For example, you're good at sports.
Okay, yes.
So you don't feel inferior about that. But once it comes to dating, maybe you're not that good.
If
you feel inferior to everybody in everything,
that would be miserable.
Sucky.
That would
be
horrible, yeah.
Right. All right. We hope that this topic is making you feel better.
Such a downer.
Because it's like all misery all over. But yeah, one final half batch of the top 10 things that make you miserable. Don't forget to reply to us via twitter.com/rx931. Also include hashtag I'm miserable and hashtag the morning rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Before we get into the top 10, Leah says, I enjoyed listening to The Morning Rush. Alvin is curly, seems like a nice guy.
Oh, you are correct. I am a very nice guy. Confident too, apparently, just for right now.
Yeah, but I'm going to do something about that.
Oh, no.
Him being a nice guy.
Okay, and just like that, confidence shattered.
No, I will change you.
Change me for the better.
No, I wouldn't. Nerdy Boy Taka says, I really like your master-student tandem. It's like Delamar is a Jedi and Alvin is a Padawan.
I like that. I like that reference very much.
I don't like it. I'm not the master.
You are. You're the master, and I'm the Padawan learner who you are molding to become a Jedi Knight. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I'm the Jedi?
You are the Jedi.
Have they lowered their standards?
Apparently so.
I guess they have. The top 10 things that make you miserable in celebration of the movie Les Miserables. Hitting theaters already, so you can just check it out over the weekend. Well, actually, you can check it out today.
As early as today?
Actually, yesterday it was already in theaters.
That's right, yeah.
All right, here we go. Here are your tweets from Nerdy Boy Takyo. I'm miserable when I get caught watching art films.
Oh, yes. That super embarrassing moment when you were caught watching an art film.
And Crazy Stupid Love, remember?
Crazy.
The little kid gets caught by this babysitter. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. Here's another one from Tweez.
Tweez.
I'm miserable when nobody presses the cook switch of the rice cooker. So instead, it's at warm the whole time. And by the time that you find out it's just on warm, it's not cooking, the ulam is ready, but the rice is not yet done.
Oh. Okay, yeah. That can be very depressing, especially if you've had like a really long day and you're looking forward to just that yummy meal to make it a little bit better.
Right.
And then you have to wait longer.
Right. Okay, actually, there's another one. Where did I put that? There's one. Where is that? Sorry.
It's really all over the place today.
I'm so sorry, guys. But there's one tweet where he comes home and then there's no food because they think that he had eaten out already. You know, sometimes when you come home, you expect that there's a meal.
You expect there's a meal. Or you expect at least for people to wait for you.
For you. Or if they don't wait for you, set aside food for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get home and there's no food, and then you ask them, where's the food? And they're like, oh, we thought you ate out.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that can be very depressing. Actually, for a while, that was the one thing that made me sad about being on Quick Fix.
Right.
Because dinner's at 7 p.m. And it takes me a while to get home.
Yeah, around 8.
So when I get home, they've all eaten already.
No, and then you miss the family meal.
I miss the family meal, so I'm sitting there eating my cold food all by myself.
All by your miserable self. Mm-hmm. With nobody to talk to.
I know. But now at least they wait for me. Now it's changed, thank God.
Here's another one from Ito Totoy Pula. Am I saying a bad word?
I don't know, but it sounds funny.
Ito Totoy Pula. No, I'm not saying a bad word.
Not that I know of, no.
Says, pag halos walang makabate ng happy birthday sa akin kasi busy sila sa paghahanda ng medianoche.
What's medianoche?
It's like Noche Buena but for New Year's.
Oh, so he's born on December 1 or January 1.
He's born January 1. No, I think he's born December 31, but people forget that it's his birthday because they're busy cooking for the eve.
Oh, you know what was really something? Well, not really, kind of similar. My friend decided to do this experiment. So took down her birthday from Facebook to find out who really knew when her birthday was.
Right.
And she got like 2 greets.
That's so sad.
That was very miserable. She was very miserable after that.
As Nalor says, when friends temporarily abandon me for newer, cooler friends, I know I'm boring, but that's not nice.
Not cool. No, no. But it does happen.
I know. But sometimes you don't have to think of it like you're less and those are cooler friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people really just need something different.
Yeah.
It's not because you're not good.
It's not like they don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
It's just that...
I learned that the hard way when I was in high school. A friend that I hung out with all the time all of a sudden was hanging out with the upperclassmen.
With the cool kids.
And I'm like, why is our friendship not enough for you? And then I realized... Maybe it's not that she doesn't like me anymore. It's that she wants something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a little hard to learn, but it sucks.
It sounds like it does suck. Hi, Daddy.
Is your dad listening?
Yeah, he's calling.
Oh. Stormtrooper says, when all of your friends went out of town and they forgot to invite you.
That's so sad. Or another worst thing is when they say, hey, you should have like come out with us.
You didn't invite me. And whoops. And the top thing that makes you miserable comes from Keeves.
Keeves says,
I'm miserable when I change the whole text message just because I don't know how to spell one word.
That's happened to me. You're trying to keep the same context, but you can't spell a word.
But it's like I can't remember the right spelling of this word, so now I'm gonna have to change the whole sentence.
Ah, that's happened to me many times.
Right. What about us?
What has made me miserable? Oh, this one happened to me in December. I was it was a Friday, and I had to work, and my entire family goes out of town Friday morning,
leaving you alone.
Leaving me alone.
Aww.
And these are my family who I haven't seen in years.
Oh,
my brothers. Yeah. My brothers came home.
Did you follow?
No.
Because you had work the next day, too.
I had work the next day also, so I couldn't follow. It was like,
oh. That's miserable.
I was miserable. I was depressed. I was like, oh. And it was like, it was a guy's outing, too. So my brothers, my dad,
uncles,
my nephews, they were all there. And I was
how
just like.
How could they leave you? Now you're stuck with the girls.
And I was miserable.
What's miserable? Like I said, this is true. And especially these days where I'm kind of very, very busy with other things.
Mm-hmm.
I really find it important for my own sanity to be with some friends because their conversations mean the world to me.
Okay, yeah.
I really feel incomplete. I feel like a mess. I need to talk to certain people.
And not being able to.
And not being able to do that. It's just bad for me. I'm miserable. I really am miserable. Like my best friend in Sweden just sent me a text on Viber saying, because I said, I think January 5, I had texted her to say, hey, Happy New Year. I miss you. I wish we still live next to each other. Because that's our dream,
yeah.
To live next to each other, you know. But she's in Sweden and I'm here. And then she said, oh, I thought you'd forgotten about me. Because the whole time, November and December, I was really busy. Like,
yeah.
Busy, like, it's hard to explain to people how busy you are
because
they think you're nagyayabang, but you're really having a hard time fitting everything in. And I really think I need to talk to some friends that I haven't talked to in a while.
That's
miserable
tough.
Miserable without them.
That's tough. When you, I don't like getting that message. Oh, so you remember me now?
Or... I know, but it's true. And I knew that I was at fault because I really hadn't talked to her. I forgot to greet her Merry Christmas, which I've never forgotten before. And this is like, she's really important to me. So, yeah, some friends that I haven't talked to, like heart-to-heart talk, I realize I really need to talk to people.
Misery at its finest right here.
Well, don't forget to catch Les Miserables in theaters already.
Yes, it is.
Catch it today, tomorrow, or over the weekend. Bring your family, bring your girlfriends, your boyfriends, whatever, but make sure you catch it. And please do not sing in the theater.
No, do not.
Leave the singing to the actors.
Exactly. And when you cry, try to keep it soft.
Keep it soft.
Keep it soft.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, we gotta go. Thank you, Alvin, for joining me, but you're joining me again tomorrow.
That I am.
You're on loan from Jinri.
Yes, I am.
But Jinri is on this afternoon, 2 to 6.
2 to 6 p.m. So right after us, you have Livewire with Cell, and Jinri clocks in at 2.
2 to 6. Yes. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.